Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Ayumi Fukakusa from Friends of the Earth, Japan. March the 11th marked the 5th anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster, which was initiated by the tsunami and resulted in 3 nuclear meltdowns and a massive release of radioactive waste. Real World Radio had the opportunity to interview Ayumi Fukakusa from Friends of the Earth, Japan, to discuss the impacts of the nuclear disaster and the current climate and clean energy in Japan. Following the 2011 disaster, Fukakusa claims there are still more than 100,000 people that are unable to return to their homes due to the radiation. It has also led to the contamination of water and land, which has forced fisheries and farmers to continuously monitor radiation levels and sometimes prevents them from selling their production in the market when the levels are too high. Fukakusa claims that Japanese government has not done enough. She claims the government wants to lift the no-return zones. However, a solution has not been found to control the contaminated soil and water and to dispose the radioactive waste. Friends of the Earth Japan believes it is up to the government to better handle the situation in terms of compensating those that have been displaced and finding a solution to the waste management and contaminated soil water. Fukakusa holds that the Japanese government needs to support an energy shift from dirty energy to renewable in accordance with the desire of the people, many of which are now against nuclear energy following the accident. The nuclear disaster has led to a rise in grassroots actions, and Fukakusa claims that people have been demonstrating and continue to do so. She states that many groups have started community solar projects and are seeking green alternatives. Let's now listen to the interview.
March 11th marked the 5th anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster, which was responsible for 3 nuclear meltdowns and a massive release of radioactive material. Real World Radio is interviewing Ayumi Fukakusa from Friends of the Earth, Japan, to discuss the impacts of the disaster and the current situation regarding nuclear energy in Japan. Thank you so much, Ayumi, for joining me today to speak on these issues.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And the first question I'd like to ask is, what are the social and environmental consequences of the Fukushima disaster?
I think the social consequence is, the destruction of community is very big. After the accident, many people had to evacuate because of a high radiation level, and that destroyed people's lives so much. And still, now around 100,000 people can't go back to their home. And also there's social consequence that because of this severe accident, majority of Japanese people are now against nuclear power. And for environmental consequence, that's also severe. Vast area of forests are contaminated, and radioactive waste water is still leaking from the destroyed plants. And also soils are contaminated, fisheries and farmers. They have to monitor the radiation level, and sometimes they cannot. Their production cannot go to the market because of the contamination.
I see. And what is currently being done by the Japanese government in terms of trying to control this or to help?
I think so far they haven't done much yet. For the contaminated area, they just set the no return zone, but the current government mentioned that they want to lift the regulation on the no return zone, and also there are many contaminated soils, but a lot of plastic bag, which was filled with contaminated soil, they are just piling up. There is no sound solution to that contaminated soils and contaminated water.
And from the perspective of Friends of the Earth Japan, what needs to be done in terms of how to control this, and as well in regards to nuclear energy? What are the proposed alternatives by Friends of the Earth Japan?
I think For the social consequence, which I already mentioned, it's sad for victims that the fact that it's difficult to return their homeland. So the government should compensate them very well. And also for environmental consequence, they also have to find a solution to the waste management and also contaminated waters and the soils. And let's see, for the alternative, I think for now, less than 1% of electricity comes from nuclear now, and there is a rise of renewable energies. So we think Japanese government have to support the escalation of energy shift from dirty energy to renewable energies. And also many Japanese now are against nuclear power, so they must change their policies. They still want to keep nuclear power like around 20% for energy mix, but I think it's impossible. So they must support renewable energy much more.
And are there any current, what are the current actions of groups who are opposed to nuclear energy in Japan? What is being done by the people and by these groups?
So right after the accident, there were many grassroots actions like demonstration, leafleting, holding the seminars, and these kind of grassroots actions still taking place. And also many groups started their like community solar project. They seek alternatives, and these kind of efforts are still going on. Yeah, that's the situation.
Okay. And I really want to thank you, Ayumi, for speaking with us. Before we end our interview, was there anything else that you would like to share about this issue? Or
Let us thank all of you that supporting our activities, and I think coal and other fossil fuel are also dirty. We have to accelerate energy shift from dirty energy, including nuclear and coal, to renewable energy, which is decentralized and sustainable energy.